Another week, another slew of roster changes for the Vernon Vipers. The team announced Friday it has added two forwards and two defensemen to the roster, while also announcing the departure of two forwards who are pursuing other opportunities. The new players donning Vipers jerseys are forwards Tyson Zimmer and Jackson DeGraves, and defensemen Jet Quashnick and Emil Skeltens. Zimmer, 20, comes from the Western Hockey League, where this season he played 35 games for the Vancouver Giants and amassed 10 goals and 15 assists, before being traded to the Wenatchee Wild on Tuesday. The Niagara University commit did not play a game with the Wild before signing with the Vipers on Friday. Hailing from Russell, Man, Zimmer brings nearly 250 games of junior experience to the Vipers. DeGraves, born in 2007, comes from his hometown of Edmonton and the Northern Alberta Extreme U18 prep team, where he recorded 9 goals and 13 assists in 14 games this season. Quashnick, a young gun who only turned 16 in October, played 13 games with the Fort McMurray Oil Barons in the Alberta Junior Hockey League this season. He boasts a strong hockey lineage as a relative of the Niedermayer family. Vipers fans will be in for a treat if he plays the game like Stanley Cup winner Scott Niedermayer, who put up 740 points in 1,263 NHL games as a defenseman for the New Jersey Devils and the Anaheim Ducks. Skeltens, 19, is a 6'5" blue liner from Latvia who has been playing in the North American Hockey League. Canadian fans who watched the 2025 World Junior Championships won't soon forget Latvia's stunning 3-2 shootout win over Canada in the preliminary round. Skeltens was on that Latvia team, though he didn't play in that game and only dressed in one game in the tournament, Latvia's 3-0 loss to Finland later in the preliminaries, when he logged 8:34 of ice time and had a clean score sheet. Vipers head coach Lukas Lomaki expressed his enthusiasm for the new additions. "We were in a situation where we had room to add some bodies to our organization, and we are extremely pleased with the four additions. We have added size, experience, and players with tremendous upside. We look forward to seeing all four of these players contribute in a big way to the rest of the regular season and beyond." The team also announced the departures of 17-year-old forwards Keegan Dunn and Corbin Allman, who are pursuing other opportunities. Dunn had 2 goals and an assist in 19 games with the Vipers this season. Allman was signed by the Vipers in November and played 13 games with the team, registering 4 goals and 2 assists. "We'd like to wish Keegan and Corbin all the best in their future endeavors," said Lomaki. With Dunn's departure, the Vipers now have just 4 remaining players who were on the team's opening night roster, a massive player turnover in a season in which the Vipers, currently second last in the BC Hockey League's Interior East Division, have struggled to find consistency. "The Vipers will hope for a turnaround this weekend, but they'll be in a tough position against the league's top team by points percentage, the Brooks Bandits, in a road game taking place Friday night at 7 p.m. On Saturday night, the Vipers will play a key game against a team they're chasing in the standings, the Spruce Grove Saints, at Grant Fuhr Arena at 7 p.m.